In Zimbabwe, the 2.5-month strike by junior and mid-level public health doctors has ended, although their demands have not been met. The doctors say they may resume their strike if the government does not meet their demands soon. The doctors called off the strike Tuesday after accepting a salary increase of 250%, far below the 8,000% they were demanding. Zimbabwe's annual inflation of more than 600% and the Zimbabwe dollar has lost more than 80% of its value in unofficial trading. The spokesman for the striking doctors, Dr. Fibion Manyanga, says they decided to go back to work in the interest of their patients. And he says the doctors expect the government to further review their salaries.
Yeah, they're not what we wanted, but in the interest of patients, we decided to go back and give the government 2 months to review our salaries to our expectations. So we expect that to be done by February.
Dr. Manyanga says the government offered new benefits to the doctors, which helped convince them to go back to work. He refused to elaborate on the nature of the new benefits. The majority of the roughly 800 doctors employed by the government went on strike in October after reaching a deadlock on pay issues. A labor court ruled that the strike was illegal. Zimbabwean law forbids medical staff and others classified as essential workers to go on strike. The doctors defied the court order and 7 of their leaders were arrested. A magistrate acquitted all of them when they appeared in court. Nurses also joined the doctors' industrial action. A spokesperson for the nurses is reported by the state-owned Herald Daily newspaper to be asking them to return to work while negotiations for an increase continue. Zimbabwe has over the past few years lost doctors and nurses to countries where they get paid better. Dr. Manyanga says more doctors left Zimbabwe during the strike.
Well, I don't have the accurate figures at the moment because I'm not sure whether those members who have not reported for work yet are still coming back or they've left the country, but roughly they are in excess of 30.
Since the strike began, a minimal staff of army doctors and nurses and student nurses staffed the hospitals. As a result, hospitals could only provide emergency services. The Zimbabwean government had, since independence in 1980, built a healthcare system which was among the best in sub-Saharan Africa. However, the system is now on the verge of collapse as the country grapples with the worst economic crisis in its history. Tendai Maposa for VOA News.